indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Councilmember Dudley?
Here.
Councilmember Kutzer?
Aye.
Councilmember Hanser?
Aye.
Councilmember Rosender?
Here.
Thank you.
Thank you. First item of business, I'll accept a motion to approve the consent agenda, the minutes, claims, and payroll. To accept the minutes, claims, and payroll.
I make a motion that we accept the consent agenda minutes from the November 12th meeting, claims and payroll summary.
Okay, second, please.
Second.
Any discussion? Any public discussion? Comment? Could we have a vote, please?
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Councilmember Kutzer?
Aye.
Councilmember Hanser?
Aye.
Councilmember Rosa?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Next item on the agenda is the department reports. This is the police chief.
Do we, council members, we have a report. The homeless guy ended up getting himself arrested, so he's out of our hair. Hopefully they'll know him from here on out, so same as his problem, but he was their problem to start with. So, you have any questions?
No, I have two comments. And it's in regard to that.
Oh,
okay. I really didn't think that was right for them to bring.
No, it was not.
Yeah, so hopefully that's...
The powers that we have had discussions about.
Okay, cool. Because I saw the guy, I was actually with him.
Oh, yeah.
Next thing, and it's just for somebody to think about or whatever, I appreciate that Officer Scott is leaving to go to other jobs and stuff, but she hasn't been with us that long. And I don't want to open up any labor negotiations or whatever, but I'm not sure that we should have something that if we send you to the academy, that you're obligated for a certain amount of time.
I think at one point we had that, where we had to sign a contract for a couple of years, but I'm almost sure we didn't do that this time, but I think in the past we have, I think even when you were married we did that, didn't we?
I don't recall, but I had the same thought.
Because I thought he has Mr. Rosario.
So I'm looking at you, but I'm tossing it out to everybody.
Yeah.
Well, we incurred a huge cost.
Yes.
I mean, it's right. Had to have been thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars for...
It is, yes.
That's correct.
And it does come under labor negotiations, so it's not something that the council can discuss.
Well, there's another thing, too. Even when they go to the academy, other departments actively recruit our... I mean, it's just a... It's just something that happens up there. They actively recruit everybody else's employees to try to, even when Jeremy was up there, they were trying to, Hamilton PD was after him. I mean, it's just what they do. So I mean, if we had that contracting inside, that would probably help some. And I did get all the letters out for the campers, and after I drove around off the street, for the most part, I've only got one that I found that I need to deal with. So well, I think my dispatcher will take care of that today. Didn't get a chance to talk to her, so.
Well, thank you. I noticed, too, that it was like, wow, I can finally drive again.
Yeah. Any questions?
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you, council members. You guys also have my report. I don't actually think I have anything to add tonight.
Thank you. Any questions, Council?
Thank you. And then I would compliment you on, I wasn't here last week, but I did look at, there was a deal for setbacks.
Oh, here it
lot,
is.
And
you
did a nice job.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
I want you to know.
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to lay it all out there so no one had to.
Yeah.
I just tried to answer the questions before they were asked.
And I was glad you gave an opinion.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think that I would write a report and support it. I mean, I guess I've never at the end what my opinion is, and so this time I did, but if I wasn't in support of it, I don't think I would bring it to council. But at this point, I was kind of like, well, maybe they need to know that that's my opinion, so.
Yep. Thank you for doing that.
Thanks, you.
Michelle Milpon, we have your report. Did you have anything to add to that?
No, I do not have anything to add to that. I think I
for our city attorney? Council?
I don't think so.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Public Works Director. Oh, I'm sorry, please. Attorney Milholland, did you have any comment?
No, I just said thank you, but I probably got cut off or mangled somewhere. I'm good.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Public Works Director Pat Zant.
Yeah, my written report. Cop construction pretty much got going good this week. Made some good progress over there. Once they started digging, things started moving smoothly. Like I said in my report, there were some issues about some lines where they were at, and they didn't feel safe. And in a way, I kind of understand them. You know, so they brought in the hydrant back, and that's, it's going to cost us more money, I know that, in the long run. But I guess I'd rather be safe than sorry on that stuff, because they kind of, you know, we were on the assumption of two lines, and we hear four lines, and they're kind of panicking. It's like, oh, where's these other ones at? And so I don't blame them for doing that, I guess, to be honest with you. We did meet with DQ and in control on trying to get our Clearwell situation figured out. In control is supposed to be getting us the cost of what the equipment will be to satisfy DQ. We'll have to put in some chlorine analyzers and a tank sensor level or tip, so we, for the other side of the Clearwell, we'll have to kind of classify them as two separate tanks. So we'll have to get another one of them in the labor, whatever it's going to take to get that installed, move forward on that. They're still telling us we've got to completely seal that gate off. That can be no flow in between the two. I still don't understand why that's got to be, but it's DQ, so I don't know how much we can push on that, but I'm going to try. So, you know, down to our paving that we're looking at doing, the Sweetgrass down there. I know there's at least six manholes that were, whether they were graveled over and then paved over or what, but there's at least that many. I know we got to eventually uncover and get raised up. Some of them are underground at least a foot, close to 12 inches. We dug a couple of them up to find the sewer line actual direction so they can come up mooring for that project. And I got it out there to KLJ that that's going to be part of that, is they got to get them raised up. We'll probably have to uncover them so they know where they're all at eventually. But don't really want to do it until we get closer to it. We know approximately where they're at. So, but if winter time comes and we got to jet something, it's not good. So we're not fixing now and get it done and taken care of. So
that's good. Winter's close.
Yeah, I know, it's not far away. We're basically ready. We got some piles on the bench, but a couple of piles on this. If we get more than what they're saying, we'll be ready. If not, that'll be great. So that's about all I got, unless you got some questions for me.
Any questions for Public Works Director?
With the chip, I just curious, my own curiosity, with the chip sealing on, do we plow any different than we have?
No, I haven't recommended anything. It shouldn't be as, shouldn't be slick. I mean, with the chip sealing, you won't be.
Yeah, I guess I was going the other way, as aggressive as it is, because the street is quite rough.
Mm-hmm.
And I just curious.
Yeah, you'll still have to put some sand and stuff on them, you know, salt on your intersections. But basically, you're melting that is what you're trying to do. It should be a lot better this year where they did chip seal. You should have a lot better traction, I mean, to be honest with you. I don't know if it will melt any faster by itself, you know, without the help of the salt, but probably not that I'm aware of. So,
so you wouldn't expect the plows to tear the rock off? No.
And maybe
that's where you were going.
We usually leave them up. We put the skid plates on them, especially the new guys running them. They're not doing anymore. They've done it for a year or two. They got a little runner skid plate you put on it. So we're not really going down. A couple of the plows do, but most of them don't.
That's just so you don't hit the, like, the curb, or, you know, the valves that are in there. That keeps you out so you're not just hitting that solid and going through the windshield and you pick up and everything else if you're going too fast, so. Kind of a safety for everybody. Yes.
Thank you.
Yep.
Is there no report from the clerk treasurer's office today?
Do you have anything?
Thank you. Will be some mayor's report this evening. Public comment. This is time for public comment. Is there any public comment this evening? If there's no public comment, we will move on. There is no unfinished business at this time. We'll now move on to new business. First item of new business is our legal services agreement with attorney Michelle Milholland. And I would entertain a motion to approve this new legal services agreement with city attorney Michelle Milholland.
I'll make a motion that we approve this proposed legal agreement with Michelle Milholland for the year 2026.
Could I have a second?
Awesome.
Mr. Kutcher, thank you. A second on that. Thank you. Okay, is there any discussion at this time, or would anyone like Ms. Milholland to address this?
I have one question. Is there any otherwise than the increases? Is there any change in the language?
Would you like to address
No change in the language except, the increases in the monthly compensation and increase in the monthly office expenses. Those hadn't been increased at all since I started
right.
4 years ago.
Okay.
And then also my name. But otherwise, nothing else but the changes in the numbers.
Okay, thank you.
Michelle, it's Jack. I have one question. So is there an increase for you? And I'm okay with this proposal, but is there an increase from last year? A monthly increase?
Yes. I believe it was $250 a month. It was similar to the increase from 24 to 25. I just used that same increase for the next year.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Thank
you.
States it on the last.
Yeah, the last page. Okay. Yep. Are there any other questions or concerns? Is there any public comment? Okay. Could we take a vote, please?
Councilmember Rosander.
Aye.
Councilmember Hanser.
Aye.
Councilmember Kutzer.
Aye.
Councilmember Dudley.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Next item of business is a change order for the North End Water Loop project. And I will entertain a motion to approve the change order for the North End Loop project for the amount of $19,296.46 to KLJ Engineering.
I make a motion that we approve the change order for the change order number two for the North End Water Loop project. For the amount of $19,296.46.
Okay, could I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, thank you. Okay, discussion. Mr. Zent, I think you kind of covered this.
Yeah, but I'll kind of cover it real good, quick for you guys again. The KLJ came to us originally with the $33,194 is what they wanted for the amendment. Mr. Whitney and I and the mayor sat down and we looked at some numbers that they'd given us and we asked for their time that they'd spent on it. And we got it knocked down just about half to the $19,296. We were able to deduct from the contract from COP $18,000 because they went over the time frame. And this was all, both ends were caused by their issues of boring under the railroad that they were having an inspector on site and everything to supervise all that. It's where all this cost decrease came from and increase came from. So basically, it was basically a $1,000, $300 difference between what we were able to
hold out a cop's contract and what they were asking extra, so.
Are there any other questions from council?
I'd have one question or comment. So if we approve this, then we're done with this North End
yes,
water,
we should,
right?
We should be. I thought we were done with it.
Right. That is, I think you did.
Well, I'll throw this in there that Mackenzie Butcher, she left KLJ. So I think they made her wrap up all her last things, and this was something on her plate that she hadn't followed through on and realized that, and so that's why it came to granted they should have done it sooner. They didn't. So here we are. Yeah. But it should be finalized, yes.
Okay. Is there any public comment? Thank you, Kathy. Appreciate that. There's no other comment or concern?
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Councilmember Kutzer?
Aye.
Councilmember Hanser?
Aye.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Okay. If there are no other items of business for the council this evening and other discussions, the only thing I wanted to make the council aware of is that in December, I know this is a little ways out, but you know Christmas comes quickly, it seems. Our meeting is scheduled for December 23rd. That is a Tuesday evening. Is that going to be problematic for anyone on the council at this time? You're good with that, right?
Just kind of wondering which one of you is going to wear your costume. You got to wear the hat. That's all I got to say. I just worked good for me.
Okay. Thank you. So, please, just if you would leave a note for Mayor Hanser.
Booyah!
Wow!
Are you coming out?
It's already on your head.
I got that all tangled up. If you would please leave a note for Mayor Williams that the 23rd of December was a workable.
Does work.
Does
okay.
Work for
absolutely.
For that last week of December. Thank you. Okay. If there's nothing else, I'll adjourn the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.